March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 2006. I'm Andy Losick from ChargerBlue.com, and I am very proud to present the kickoff edition of Charger Comment, the one, the only Hillsdale College football podcast. Hi, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to this, the kickoff of the Charger Comment. I have a full slate of off-season happenings to get to today. And before I do that, though, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what my plans are for this podcast. I'll be coming to you at least once a month during the off season, and then hope to be broadcasting weekly during the season. Best thing I can tell you is to go and find the XML or the RSS feed for this podcast and save it to a feed reader or save it in iTunes or some type of podcast catching software. That way, whenever I update, you will be notified automatically, and you can let the technology do the work as far as bringing this program to you. Like I said, during the off season, I'll be coming to you once a month, compiling some of the stuff that I've posted on ChargerBlue.com, and I'll also be able to get to some other things. I'll be able to elaborate and comment a little bit more than I normally would be able to do on the website or on my blog. Now, during the season, we're going to be jam-packed with not only highlights from one weekend, but I'll also give you a preview as to what's coming up in the next weekend. We'll have all the normal information that you see on ChargerBlue.com. I'll have a heads up from Sandy Ballone and the parents group as to what's happening in terms of tailgate, any special events that the college has in their game day preparation. I'll get you updated on injuries and what I can dig from Hillsdale. But basically, this is just another form of, or another way that I can keep you informed and spread the word about all the great things that are happening with Keith Otterbein and the Charger staff and the Charger players as they continue to move Hillsdale College football back to where we all expect it to be. It's been a rough stretch, I know, and I almost feel a bit like a jinx. Ever since I've started ChargerBlue.com, we've really only had one season to get excited about. And all indicators point to this upcoming season, this 2006 season of Hillsdale College football, to be one of the most exciting ones. Now, the guys have a theme going, and if you've been over to the wallpaper section of ChargerBlue.com, you see the one that says all in. These guys are talking about the chips are all in place now. The talent level's growing. The schedule helps tremendously. The experience is there. We know who's solid in different positions. The off-season workouts are going extremely well, and I'll get to some lift-a-thon results here in a little bit. But these guys are going with the poker theme. I know you can't turn on the TV, especially Travel Channel, without seeing poker, and guys are playing, and women, and everybody's getting into this poker thing. So the Chargers this year are going all in. Speaking of those wallpapers, if you go over to that section, there's two of them. There's one that has the Chargers' other theme, every player, every play on there. Defense making a big tackle against Tiffin. And then there is the all-in wallpaper. I want to say thanks to Daryl Bauer for inspiring those. He emailed me a couple weeks back, Charger linebacker, junior, and he asked if I would put some of those together. And I was very happy to take that suggestion and do that. If there's other themes or things that you want to see in a downloadable wallpaper that you can put on your computer, let me know. Always, email is open to you at losick54@yahoo.com. There's a link right on the front of chargerblue.com, and I encourage you to email me about anything. It's great to hear from Charger fans, especially in the off season. All right, now let's get into some more off season news. One of the guys whose names has been out there is senior Keith Recker. Recker was one of the first Chargers to play in the prestigious Division II Cactus Bowl All-Star Game this past January. Keith went down to Kingsville, Texas, and joined the best Division II seniors in this annual All-Star Game. He made his way to the front, being named the starter at tight end for the East team. Although Keith didn't really pick up many stats during the game, I'm sure it was quite the experience for him. And if you go over to hillsdale.edu/chargers, the official Hillsdale College athletics page, there are some pictures of Keith and his family and some of his teammates down in Kingsville during that game. And this leads to the next little bit of information about Keith. Brad Monastir, the sports information director at Hillsdale, is reporting on that website that Keith is getting a shot with the Fort Wayne Freedom of the United Indoor Football League. Now, there's a lot of Hillsdale Charger ties to that professional program. Former Charger assistant Dan Pfeiffer has just been named the Freedom's head coach, and so he'll be leading that squad this year. He was the receivers coach the past year, and after some personnel changes, Dan has moved up to take over the Freedom. Now, a guy who stepped up for Fort Wayne last year in the playoffs was all-time Hillsdale passing leader Bill Skelton at quarterback. Brian White, former quarterback from Northern Michigan, went down towards the end of the season. Bill stepped in as a starter, finished out the regular season, and actually got the Freedom a playoff win. And so Bill comes back. White is back too, and I haven't been able to follow the program enough. Training camp started just, I think, last week. So no word who the starter is going to be, whether it's going to be Bill or whether it's going to be the kid from Northern Michigan. But also reported by Brad Monastir is that former wide receiver from Hillsdale, Dan Musilowicz, is joining the Fort Wayne program as well. Now, Dan had played previously in the UIF with the Fort Wayne Rough Riders. So it's neat to see some Division II guys getting a chance to continue playing, and the Fort Wayne Freedom is definitely an exciting brand of football. Freedom kicks off its season next Saturday, the 25th of March at 7:30. Against Sioux Falls down at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne. That building just happens to be where I, as a freshman at Hillsdale, traveled down to see En Vogue and MC Hammer. Definitely something that I can tell my grandchildren about. Anyway, so that's pretty exciting for Keith and for some former Chargers and for Coach Dan Pfeiffer. At that level. Moving on to some other offseason news, let's talk about captains. Hillsdale has named its captains for the 2006 season. Chargers tailback Phil Martin is one captain. He rushed for 1,022 yards and 11 touchdowns last year. On the defensive side, Hillsdale's linebacker Steve Ballone, not Sam Ballone, as I had posted earlier. Sorry to Steve and the entire Ballone family and actually, the entire Charger family for me looking like an idiot there. Steve Ballone is another captain. He finished eighth in the GLIAC last year with 108 tackles and 5 sacks. Now, joining those two players that will be seniors is a player who's going to be a junior, and that is quarterback Mark Nicolet. Now, this is the first time that I can remember, and it's the first time that anybody I've talked to can remember that a junior has been named one of the captains. And I guess that kind of goes a long way as to figuring out who's going to be the starter at quarterback. Nothing has really come out official, but you have to think that when Nicolet's named a captain, it's likely he's going to be the starter at quarterback. And I was actually able to confirm that just a little while ago. So let's get back into another issue, and that being the Nicolet-Scholl issue. Mark Nicolet, Aaron Scholl. Aaron Scholl was the starting quarterback last year and actually the year before, and he was injured in both Saginaw Valley games, and in both cases, Mark Nicolet came in and took over as the team's quarterback. Now, last year, the Chargers were hoping that Scholl would go the distance and that they could get a redshirt year on Nicolet, but when Aaron got hurt, unfortunately, again against Saginaw Valley, then that redshirt was lifted and Nicolet finished out the year. Now he's named captain, and the question then is posed, where does Scholl go? This kid, let me tell you, is too good of an athlete not to be getting touches. And so as far as I've learned, it looks like Aaron's going to go to wide receiver. And this is a kid who is a tremendous athlete. And I have to tell you, there weren't 2 points in the seasons, the last two seasons, more real disheartening to me than finding out that he had had been injured. He came in relief. I think it was his freshman year of Bill Skelton, when Skelton was still at Hillsdale finishing up. And he came in and he played against Michigan Tech, and we saw some really, really big bright spots with Aaron. And he, you know, since then he struggled at times. He did some great things at quarterback, and I'm happy for him more than anything that we're going to get to see him on the field again. We're going to see his athletic ability. He's a tall kid. He's quick, one of the fastest people on the field, and he's going to add just a ton to that Hillsdale receiving core and give Mark Nicolay then another target that he'll be able to go to. So those are some of the things, some of the changes, some of the happenings that have been going on that I really haven't gotten to posting yet on ChargerBlue.com. Another big event that always happens in the off season and can often give you a look into how hard these guys are working and how well the off season is progressing is the annual Liftathon. Now, back when I was playing for the Chargers, we did a bench press for the annual Liftathon, and since then, it's moved from the bench to the hang clean. Basically, how this thing works is players go out, they get pledges for either the number of pounds that they lift during this one-time spotlight testing session in front of their classmates and their teammates, the family, and fans can come to this. This was held last Sunday at Hillsdale. And it's gone from a bench press to a hang clean. And from a coaching perspective, I agree that the hang clean is much more indicative of football strength. I've heard people like Mike Golic on his morning radio show talk about how inflated looking at bench press statistics can be, because as much as strength is important, you've never seen a bench press on a 50-yard line on a Sunday afternoon in an NFL stadium. So let's get into the results here. Athletes lift and compete by weight class. So we'll start at the smallest weight class and work our way up. The Chargers had 62 athletes participating. 48 of those did cleans, and 14 of them still lifted in the competition but doing bench press. And I don't have the results for the bench press. The guys that benched were recovering from some type of injury, like Mark Nicolay. He has a hamstring injury. So he performed a bench press instead of the power clean. But 48 players did the hang clean, and we'll take a look at who fared the best here. In the 174 and below weight class, third place was defensive back Cody Callaghan, cleaning 232 pounds. Wide receiver Aaron Waldie, sophomore, cleaned 254 pounds for second place. And Nick Gorica, wide receiver and punt returner, had the highest lift in the 174 and below weight class of 287 pounds. Moving up to the next weight class, 175 pounds to 199 pounds. Third place was DB Josh Hutchinson, 282 pounds. DB Nick Sutherland cleaned 293 pounds for second place. And punter, now this kid's not only one of the top punters in the league, but he has to be probably one of the strongest punters in the league. That goes to Matt Vanover, who cleaned 326 pounds, and that ties his own personal record. Moving up to the 200 to 224-pound weight class, third place was linebacker Andrew Yarbrough with 298 pounds. Second place, Austin Nemec, linebacker, 320 pounds. And that actually ties, so we have a tie for first place in this division. That ties running back Phil Martin, who also cleaned 320 pounds. Looking at the 225 to 249-pound weight class. In third place, defensive end Eric Weber with a 293-pound lift. Second place, Aaron Hokia, defensive end, 309 pounds. And winning that division with a lift of 331 pounds is tight end Mike Pavlich. In the 250 to 274-pound weight class, third place went to Mark Yasse, 315 pounds. He actually tied, that's actually a tie for second place with offensive lineman Phil Davignon, or Davignon, sorry Phil, for screwing up your name there. He also cleaned 315 pounds, so we have a tie for second place in that division. That division was won by defensive lineman Andy Dion with a 337 pound lift. That actually ties the winner of the next division, the 275 pound and up division, for the overall highest lift in the competition. But before I give you that name, let's look at third place here. That was Jared Valdir, offensive lineman, 309 pounds. Second place, Dan Staff, offensive lineman, 320 pounds. And then, as I mentioned a second ago, the overall winner, as far as the entire competition goes, Chet Crawley, offensive lineman, he ties Andy Dion with that same 337-pound lift. So congratulations to all those guys for their performances. The best overall lift, as I just said, was Chet and Andy with 337 pounds. But the biggest overall statistic that I'd like to share with this, and the thing that I think means the most out of this entire lift-a-thon competition, is that 87% of the team set new personal records. So that just shows you all that's being done in the off-season by these guys. This information was passed along to me yesterday by Nate Schreffler, offensive line coach from the Chargers and strength and conditioning coordinator. And you can see all that he is doing with these guys, and all the hard work that the players are putting into this is really paying off. These guys are extremely, extremely dedicated. They just finished up, about a week ago, a huge stretch of 6:15 a.m. conditioning stations. They started on March 1st and they finished up on the 10th, every day, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, down at the field house at 6:15 doing conditioning. So you can see the tremendous amount of energy that is being put into this off-season program at Hillsdale and how much buy-in and how much belief these guys have. All right, let's move from the lift-a-thon and let's take a look at what is coming up for these guys in the off-season here as spring football begins in just under 2 weeks on March 30th. So the Chargers kick it off. They have a few days where they go no pads, and then finally on April 1st, things start to get a little more interesting with their first full contact practice. A number of scrimmages are scheduled, the first one being on April 13th, that's a Thursday at 4 p.m. And then the next Saturday, the 22nd, that scrimmage is scheduled for 10 a.m. And then finally, the big one, I guess you could call this their spring game, their blue-white scrimmage, whatever. And we'll be posting lots of details about these times and any events that go along with them. But at 1 o'clock on Sunday, April 30th, the Chargers finish spring ball with a full contact scrimmage. And last year, that was followed up by an all-school and fan cookout. So hopefully that tradition will continue, and hopefully a lot of you will be able to make it down to Hillsdale for some of those scrimmages, and especially that last big one, where you'll get to see all these guys in action. We'll get to start to see this stuff come together. A lot of intensity in spring ball as guys are fighting for jobs. Guys are fighting for playing time. They might have been behind an old standby for several years, and now's their shot, and they're going to give what they have there. So spring ball is an exciting time, and I will have lots and lots of details about that posted, as well as a full calendar that I'm putting together that will be posted along with any other information that you might need. All right, so just a couple of notes to finish up here. The Chargers are continuing to sign players and add them to the 2006 roster. I just posted an article about Cadillac's Billy Kanitz and Saugatuck's James Build. A couple of nice articles in their respective area papers that talk about their decision to join the Hillsdale College football program. And next month I will get into this whole Division II recruiting discussion. When we had signing day back in February, a lot of people from different schools were bragging and trying to rate which schools had the best recruiting classes. And we saw huge numbers and huge numbers of transfers at some places, namely Ashland. And I'm going to give you my take on all of the hype surrounding not only Ashland's recruiting class, but also all the hype people are giving the Eagles. And I don't mean to pick on Ashland, but just kind of give you my take there. All right, the last thing, I want to invite you to get involved in the way that the internet is changing and get involved in this conversation about Hillsdale College football. If you go to the blog that is located at chargerfootball.blogspot.com, but more easily linked through the front of chargerblue.com, you can comment on any of the posts that I make. All you have to do is join Blogger, and Blogger gives you a really easy setup, not too much involved as far as personal information, and it's fairly quick. And then you can post your own blog if you want to, but more related to this, you can make comments about the things that I'm putting out there about Charger football. Also, get into the message boards. I tell you, I'm being inundated by the Laker Nation. I swear that this whole Grand Valley fan base is like the old evil Soviet Empire. And as being one of the sole people who are talking about Hillsdale College football on these sites, I'm feeling more and more like I'm Liechtenstein and they're Moscow, or I guess Allendale has become Moscow of this evil fan empire. But anyways, you cannot knock Grand Valley at all. They've played by the rules, and they've really built something that's quite amazing. Now, that'll be probably the last good thing I say about Grand Valley. I don't want this thing to be swayed at all. This is all about the Hillsdale College Charger football program, and that is the way that we're going to keep that. So, I have tried to bring you up to date on as much stuff as I can here related to Hillsdale, what's coming up. I will be back in April, I promise. We'll have some reports from spring ball. I would like to get some audio from spring ball posted up here. And this thing is going to grow. I promise that this podcast, you'll see this thing evolve just as you have seen the website chargerblue.com evolve. And it's a great pleasure to be able to do that for you. This is a real passion of mine, as you can tell. So that is going to just about wrap it up for me. Get on over to the blog and comment. Get on the email. Send me some feedback here. Tell me what you think. This is just like the website. This is for those who care and follow Hillsdale College football. I'm looking forward to a great 2006. And with that, I will see you in April. All my bags are packed and ready to go. I'm standing here outside the door.